What's the point in fighting me, Philip? You have no overwhelming desire to live. Like most men, you are half in love with easeful death. But then, you never were a great one for poetry, were you?
But why? Why do you want to take over?
Why? Because you're comparatively young. Young and strong. And you take it all for granted.
But I... It's my body, for heaven's sake. You can't just step into it and take over.
Can't I, Philip?
I mean, what would happen to me?
You. Who are you? You're a product of your not very inspiring environment. You're a collection of tendencies that are largely hereditary. Because all these things are clothed with a recognizable body, you think of yourself as a whole person. You're not, you know.
Oh, that's ridiculous. I'm me.
And is it enough? If I take over, you will, to all intents and purposes, stay Philip Orland, married to the undemanding Hilda, living contentedly enough in a small suburban house, a sub-accountant in a reputable bank with no immediate prospects.
I shall be branch manager in 10 years.
Of course. Silly of me. I overlooked that momentous possibility. No. You're a pleasant, undistinguished, healthy young man. But I could make you immortal.
Immortal?
Think about it. Good night, my boy. We'll talk again tomorrow night. And the night after that. And the night after that.
Suspense. Springbok Radio presents Suspense.
Have you tested the new one? That's Belmont. Belmont. The cigarette with the taste that belongs to the world's great tobaccos. The taste that comes from the choice of South Africa's crop and Rhodesian Burley. Toasted together to give you a whole new world of rich, full flavor. Belmont. Belmont, the toasted filter cigarette that belongs to your kind of world. The world of today. The taste of today is Belmont.
Shaving time. Palmolive shaving cream makes a shave as smooth as it sounds.
The smoothest way to start your day is with a Palmolive shave.
Real smooth.
Listen to the Cossack vodka music. Just a little offbeat. Just a little wild. Just like Cossack, the high-proof distilled vodka. Put a little growl in your life. Put a little Cossack in your life.
But I don't want immortality. Anyway, why did you pick on me?
What's that, darling?
I'm sorry, Hilda. You go back to sleep.
Who are you talking to?
No one. Just a dream.
Oh, well, that's all right. Good night.
Good night, my love. Only a dream. But every night it's the same dream. Is it only a dream? Or can someone really be trying to take over my body?
Ah! I don't know where the days go.
Hmm?
Philip.
Hmm?
Darling, come out from behind that paper.
No.
That's better. Now, am I imagining things, or were you telling me last night about a dream you were having?
No, you're not imagining things, Hilda. I did have a dream. I was talking in my sleep, that's all.
I remember now. You weren't just talking in your sleep, you were talking to someone.
Yes. Yes, I was. Hilda, look, this may sound ridiculous, but I keep on having this dream. I've had it every night for over a week.
Exactly the same?
Well, not quite, but it's the same man.
What man?
I don't know. I'm sorry, darling. It's beginning to get me down. I never actually see his face. And we have the same sort of conversation every time.
Well, that doesn't sound very interesting, I must say. I like a bit of action in my dreams. Was it in color?
Will you listen, Hilda? This is no joke. This man with whom I'm having this conversation, he's trying to take over my body. Yes, I was right. It does sound ridiculous.
Philip, darling, aren't you over-dramatizing it a little? I mean, well, dreams are dreams. One doesn't take them seriously.
No. Well, I'm beginning to take this one seriously.
Now, what are you doing today?
Hmm?
I'll take the car to do the shopping, and then you can have it to go and see Great Uncle Clarence. You are making your traditional visit, aren't you?
Oh, I suppose so. It seems a terrible waste of a Saturday morning.
Oh, darling, you must. You know how lonely he is. No one else ever goes to see him.
No, I'm not surprised. That drafty great mansion, those depressing ancestral portraits glowering down at you, that revolting sherry.
But he's quite a character, Philip. I find him rather charming.
Oh, you would, darling. Clarence is a great one for the fair sex.
Great Uncle Clarence? He must be 80 if he's a day.
82, to be exact. But it's the last thing that dies in a man, they say.
But he is charming and amusing and incredibly sprightly. Besides, he might leave us something in his will.
His will? I tell you, Hilda, Great Uncle Clarence is indestructible. Heaven knows where he gets all that energy from. He used that wheelchair as it were part of him. And he never stops
ask
talking.
You ask which book, Philip, my boy. Over here, in these files, I have assembled all the information I need for my definitive book on the human condition. It's all here. Pick a subject, Philip.
A subject. Any subject?
Any subject. Well, go on.
Eyes.
Eyes. Good one, there. Hmm. Let's see. Here we are. Eyes. The 16th century poet, Guillaume de Saillust, called the eyes windows of the soul. Did you know that? There's a whole section here on the evil eye. Hardly an aspect that's not covered, but it's a lifetime's work, Philip. Most of my other projects are a lifetime's work, too. What can one frail man do in a mere 80 years?
You seem to have accomplished quite a lot.
Quite a lot? I've accomplished nothing. But it's all there, Philip, my boy. It's all there. Oh, well, let's have a drink. Sherry?
That's fine.
You know, you didn't think much of the last one. Oh, there's no need to be polite, Philip. I saw you pouring it into the tree fern. But I think we did better with this one. Though Louis refused to tread the grapes. I had to get some outsiders in. Between you and me, Louis is getting decidedly bossy in his old age. Used to be the perfect gentleman's gentleman. Now he likes to think of himself as a companion, I ask you. Huh. You never hear what I want him. Louis! See what I mean? Oh, here's the sherry.
Thank you. Your health, Uncle Clarence.
Bottoms up. Yes. Although perhaps we should have left it to mature a little longer. But if I may say so, Philip, you're looking a touch under the weather. You're not sleeping too well.
Well, as a matter of fact, look, Uncle Clarence.
Hmm?
I've been having a rather strange dream lately.
Ah, fascinating subject, dreams. I've got a wealth of material on dreams.
I'm sure you have, but this is it's rather a special dream. It's the same every night.
Oh. Go on.
You see, There's this man who's trying to take over my body. He wants me to, well, abdicate, so to speak.
Most interesting. Does he tell you why?
No. But this has been going on now for over a week. Every night. I have a horrible feeling that one night I'll agree to his proposition. When I wake up...
He will have taken over, yes. It's possible. All a matter of willpower, you know. If he's a strong character, he might force you out. But then, of course, no one would know.
What on earth do you mean?
Well, to all outward appearances, you would remain the same. Your friends might find you a little more stimulating. Your wife might find you a touch more passionate. After a time, you might give up the bank and devote yourself to something more adventurous. But who would know that you were not really Philip Orland?
I suppose you're right.
Well, talking about recurring dreams, I came across a fascinating one the other day. Here we are. Every night, this man dreamt that he was incarcerated in a small cell. Nothing happened, he just sat there. But every night the room shrank, the walls closed in. Got to a stage where he realized that soon the cell would be too small, that he would be crushed to death. Came the night when he couldn't even sit down in this cell. The walls had closed in so much that he had to stand. And he knew that the next night he'd die. He tried to keep awake, but after 3 sleepless nights, he was so tired that he lay down for a moment and slept and dreamed his recurring dream.
And then?
As they say in the Bible, when he awoke, he found he was dead.
He really was crushed to death?
No one will ever know. He might have been in his dream, or he may have died of sheer fright. But he died...
What a terrifying story.
Yes, isn't it? Oh, but yours is interesting too, Philip. In fact, I think I might make a note of yours as well. Yes, and I must get all the details from you. You see, if he succeeds, Philip, this could open up a whole new world.
My own life to live. You can't just snuff me out.
Your own life to live. Supposing you knew before you were born what you know now, and you were given a choice, would you choose to be born into this world?
Well, I don't quite know. I enjoy life.
Do you, Philip? Do you really get any positive sense of enjoyment out of life?
There's my work.
Work. In 10 years' time, you'll become a branch manager. Exalted position. You might even be made the manager of a city branch before you retire. And then you'll receive your presentation clock and certificate of long service and potter around your garden till you die. If you were to shuffle off this mortal coil right now, who would miss you?
Hilda. She'd miss me.
Would she, Philip? Are you so close? Oh, yes, there would be a sense of loss at first. One misses practically anything if one's been living with it for long enough. But would she miss you deeply? Would you be irreplaceable in her life?
Probably not. But my life can't be as pointless as that.
Most people's lives are. If you let me take over, you will achieve fame. No one will miss you. No one will miss you.
Big Ben is the kind alarm clock. If you don't want to wake up right away, it lets you sleep for a few more seconds. And here's another kind point. You can flip the alarm from loud to soft. Get a Big Ben by West Clocks. Couldn't you use a little kindness in the morning?
Frisco is like friendship. Rich, warm, and strong. Yes, Frisco gives you the full, friendly coffee flavor every coffee lover wants. Frisco.
From the fertile fields of the Eastern Transvaal come new Flavor Royco's farm fresh vegetable. Plump chickens come from lush Natal. Our beefsteaks are the beefiest, our herbs and spices subtle and delicate. So come home to Royco, made from the freshest and youngest. That's why Royco soups taste the best and cook the quickest in only 7 minutes. New Flavor Royco. Warm, friendly, satisfying. Made with the good things you would choose.
There must be someone.
What's that?
Oh, sorry. Dreaming again.
Oh, it's nearly light. Shall I make you some coffee, darling?
Good idea.
Was it the same dream?
Yes.
Did you go and see Dr. Grosvenor?
Yes, I did.
Oh, blast it. Where's that other slipper? Ah, there it is. And what did he say?
He suggested a psychiatrist.
Well, I suppose that might be a good idea.
Hilda?
Yes, darling?
Come back here. Sit down.
But I was going to make you...
In a moment. I want to talk to you first. Hilda, if I died now, this minute, would you miss me?
Well, of course I would, darling. You're the man in my life.
No, think about it. Be serious. You'd miss me because you'd grown used to me. Habit, that's all.
Nonsense. But I suppose every married woman thinks longingly of all the things she'd do if she was free, just as every married man does.
That's not what I mean, Hilda. Do I play a really vital part in your life?
Of course you play an important part in my life, darling. But, well, after 5 years of marriage, the relationship changes. It grows less exciting, more comfortable. Oh, it's difficult to give an absolutely honest answer. We've come to depend on each other. You look as though you're a long way away, Philip. What are you thinking about?
Oh, nothing.
Oh, come on, darling, out with it.
If you must know, I was just thinking that he was right.
He?
The man in my dream. He was perfectly right. No one would miss me.
You never talk about any other subject.
No. The situation changes, of course. I may be sitting in the garden or lying in bed, even in my bath, but the voice and the conversation remain the same.
Hmm. Interesting. Does this man ever say why he wants to take over your body?
Not in so many words, Dr. Secker. But by the way, he stresses youthfulness and health. I'd guess that his body is frail.
Yes. Have you ever read any books on witchcraft?
No, I can't say I have.
I only ask because this sort of thing is very common in the Middle Ages. An evil spirit, an incubus it was called, would take possession of someone's body. In those days, the evil spirit was exorcised, cast out of the body, or the unfortunate person was executed as a witch or a warlock. Yes. Let me read you something written by a modern medical historian. Today, we know that every mental patient either aggressively rejects life or passively succumbs to his inability to accept life. In the old days, those who rejected life were branded as heretics or witches, while those who are unable to accept life would have been called simply bewitched. In other words, Mr. Orland, had you lived in the Middle Ages, you would have been called bewitched. As you live in the 20th century, we have evolved another name for it.
Yes?
Paranoia, though of a very mild kind.
Well, I only vaguely know what the word means.
That doesn't matter. It means simply that you believe yourself to be the victim of some nameless plot, People suffer from paranoia for various reasons. In a mild case like yours, it may be just that you desire to attract sympathy, to focus attention on yourself and your problem.
I have no desire to attract attention to myself, Dr. Secker.
No, of course not.
Look, my problem is purely and simply that I hear this voice in my dreams. There's a man who's trying to take over my body. There will come a moment, of this I'm sure, when I shall succumb. When I shall fade out of the picture and he'll take over.
That is your subjective view, Mr. Orland. And it seems very real to you. But could it not be that you really do have no great desire to live? And that you have conjured up this man to give you a logical reason?
I hadn't thought of it like that, but I suppose it is possible. Doctor, I'm going out of my mind. I hardly dare go to sleep. If I did invent this man, he's getting out of hand.
If you will go and see these quacks, what can you expect, my boy? The human mind is a vast, uncharted universe, many dangerous areas. Here be dragons. Because they've managed to identify a few landmarks here and there, these head-shrinkers imagine that they've charted the whole landscape. Mind you, you're Dr.
Secker. Dr. Secker.
Secker was right about the Middle Ages. It's always fascinating to see how different ages interpret the same phenomena. It wasn't so very long ago that the last witch was burnt in Europe. And I think it'd surprise you to learn that in this century, this enlightened century... yes, here we are. A woman was found ritually murdered with a stake through her heart. The village of Westcombe, 1929. It takes a long time to die, the old religion. Yes, intriguing subject, witchcraft. Must get down to writing this book on the human condition. If only there were time. 82, that's what I am, Philip, my boy. 82. I've hardly begun to accomplish all the things I set out to do.
Oh, you're good for a few years yet, Uncle Clarence.
I wonder. I find this body a terrible encumbrance. There is so much to be done.
And you have nothing you want to achieve.
What's that? Don't mutter, boy.
Sorry, Uncle Clarence. I was just thinking of something the man said in my dream.
Oh, don't forget. Promise to give me all the details. Yeah, I'll immortalize you yet. Louis!
There you go.
What the?
Oh, no, it's not Louis. Just throwing my voice about it. Once thought I might be an actor. Did a lot of amateur stuff, but didn't think I'd be top class. Gave it up. Concentrated on writing instead. Oh, Louis's probably asleep. Feeling his age. Jack the man. Never here when I want him. Oh, never mind, you can wheel me out into the garden, Philip. There's something I want to show you. A new invention. I thought of it the other day. Simple, really. Remember the water mill I built? Well, this...
The prince of white wines is Grünberger Stein. The noble Stein in the cool green flagon that lends life and lilt to the food, the company, and the occasion. For Grünberger Stein is a wine of character, of subtle lightness, a most delicate bouquet. When next you order white wine, order Grünberger Stein.
Bist die Bett von bitterse Dopp hier. Die Dopp hier von Botzo, in Darkies hat grün. Am die Wurmstritte von die Tierbos, bleib der Wirbe ein Vor.
A Yoma cream's showing.
Show us your smile. What is in style? Why Yoma cream's showing? It's not a sin. It's time you grin. That's your McLean's a-showing.
McLean's toothpaste makes teeth irresistibly white.
Show your McLean's.
So that's what they're for.
Are your McLean's showing?
Just relax, Mr. Orland. That's it. Now, We'll start at the beginning. I want you to tell me about your boyhood days, about your friends, about your parents. What sort of relationship did you have with your mother? Mr. Orland?
Do you think that if you were 80 years old, frail of body, astute of mind, you could develop strong enough mental powers to invade someone else's mind?
We appear to be getting away from the subject.
On the contrary, but you haven't answered my question.
Look, Mr. Orland, we have already examined this question. It's in my opinion...
Dr. Secker, I'm paying you to help me. Now, will you please answer my question?
I honestly don't know. If it was possible, it would open up a whole new world of research.
A whole new world. But of course it's possible. If you had an infirm body and a strong will, you might well have developed your mind to the stage where it could try and take over another body.
Very clever of you.
Shall we? You admit it?
Well, of course. I suppose in the old days I would have been burnt as a witch. No, a warlock. But there's nothing mysterious about it. As you surmised, I have a broken body and an active mind. I want to propagate my ideas. My life's more valuable than yours, Philip. But the irony of it is that you have the healthy body. And what are you doing with it? Probably wasting it by playing sports. I could put it to better use.
But you can't just take over. It's immoral.
Immoral? We'd better not embark on a discussion about morality, my boy.
Are you going to go on trying?
Certainly. And if it doesn't work with you, nothing like keeping it in the family, then I shall try someone else. I've spent years developing these mental powers and have no intention of wasting them. Now, let's leave this morbid subject, Philip, my boy. I want you to hear a piece of music that I wrote the other day. Though I say so myself, it's got promise. You see, I've evolved this new conception of electronic music.
I'm tired. I don't want to go on fighting you.
Then don't, Philip. The moment has come, my boy. Give up. Think how easy it is. Give up. Let me take on your burdens and your cares. Give up, Philip. Give up. Give up.
Thought you didn't like this place. Now you want to move in.
Well, after all, Great Uncle Clarence did bequeath it to us, darling.
I think we should stay in our own house and sell this mansion.
No, I rather like the idea of moving in here. More space. Besides, I think I might try completing Uncle Clarence's life's work. Pity, let all that research go to waste.
But you don't know the first thing about writing.
I can learn. It might mean giving up my job at the bank, but it'll be worth it.
Giving up your... Oh, but my dear Philip...
Now, don't you worry about a thing, Hilda. I know what I'm doing. I wonder if Louis is still here. Haven't seen him since the funeral. Louis! Louis! Louis!
You're beginning to sound exactly like Great Uncle Clarence.
Suspense. Adapted for broadcasting and produced by Michael McCabe.